Do you remember being dropped off at sleepaway camp for the first time when you were a child? Or how about, do you remember being a young person moving into the college dorm for your freshman year and watching your loved ones drive away? Many years ago, my mother made the long drive up I-45 to Denton with me and helped me move into my freshman dorm room. "Please don't leave until my bed is made," I told her. I still had boxes to unpack, neighbors to meet, and a campus to learn and navigate. But there was something essential about having my bed made first. Bed. It's a place of rest, comfort, refuge, and sheets that smell like home. I needed that in place before I could let her depart. So together, we made my bed. My mom fluffed my pillow and then gave me a big hug. "Wow, this is it," I remember saying. Our gospel passage today evokes the same feeling for me. Perhaps it does for you too. Wow, this is it. Everything changes after this moment. But first, Jesus will put the sheets from home on our bed, fluff our pillow, and give us a big hug in this prayer. And we need this. We need this before a whole new world and experience opens up for us. This passage in John concludes the farewell discourse and is called the High Priestly Prayer. In it, Jesus prays for his disciples, and at the same time, we hear his prayer for us. This prayer is less Jesus pleading on our behalf and more revealing what God desires for us: unity, protection, joy, sanctification. And as we listen in, Christ's revelation is complete. Jesus and the Father are one. And what we hear are divine words from God's heart and not human words to God's ears. Jesus has total confidence in what the Father will do. He's less certain about us. Hence the fervency of the prayer. Jesus' concern for us is fair and well-founded. His disciples are about to fail badly in what comes next. And as we carry Christ's light into the world, the darkness will threaten to overcome it. The darkness will not prevail, but it will present challenges and struggles for the disciples. And now for us. Only a month or two into my freshman experience, I overheard another student talking on the telephone and reflecting on such challenges and struggles. Unfortunately, this poor young lady had not yet learned that because the phone with the coiled wire was next to the door, and the door had a large air vent at the bottom, that if you sat on the floor and talked on the phone, anybody walking down the hall can hear your private conversation. Walking down the hall with my friends, I heard her speak of the struggle of light and dark, being in this world but not of this world. While she expressed herself in theological language that was different from mine, I recognized what she was saying, and it was aligning with John, and I understood it. "I am God's tool," she said emphatically. "I am God's tool in this world, and there are just some things I will not participate in. I am God's tool." My companions snickered, and I grimaced in response to the awkwardness of this private conversation made public in the hallway. Again, this wasn't my theological language, but I understood what she meant, and clearly, it stuck with me. I recognize the tensions. I recognize her desire for faithfulness. I recognize her desire to be God's instrument of peace and light and love in this world. And so Jesus prays for our sanctification, that we may be made holy, set apart in order to be sent out, sent into the world, not taken out of the world, sent into the world, carrying the light of Christ, as difficult as it may be, but not without God's grace and not without Jesus' prayer for us to be unified, protected, ultimately knowing joy, all in his name. In his name. In the face of challenge and struggle, the name of Jesus creates a space in real time for rest, comfort, refuge. It is our home, wherever we may be. And it is here, in Jesus, where God longs us to abide. Abide in Christ's love, for God is love, and God loves you. And in the end, that's it. Wow, that's it. It's what you need to know. Love, it's what you need to do. And so on this Mother's Day and seventh Sunday in Easter, I invite you to take to heart the words of my friend, Brother David, of the Society of St. John the Evangelist. As you carry out your particular mission in the world today, remember that you are surrounded and upheld by a great love, a love greater even than the love of a parent for a child. Trust in that love. Abide in that love. Be that love. And my brothers and sisters, be comforted with the words of John from the first chapter. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Amen.